Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Phillies beat the Yankees 11-4 in the Sunday night ball game. Bryson Stott with a homer and five RBIs. Winning pitcher Christopher Sanchez is now 13-4. Yankees outfielder Cody Bellinger is on the injured list with a strained hamstring. A's all-star catcher Shea Langeliers could be out for the year with a torn meniscus. Minnesota beat the Athletics 11-8. The White Sox won again 12-3 over Houston. Tampa Bay shut out Cleveland 1-0. Guardians have lost five straight. San Diego sent Miami to a 12th straight loss, 5-3. Seattle won at Texas, 6-4. Mets over the Dodgers, 8-3. And Milwaukee beat Colorado, 11-2. The Rockies have the worst record in the majors. Winning pitcher, All-Star Jacob Mizorowski, is 11-4. He struck out 12 in his five innings. The Arizona Cardinals gave quarterback Jacoby Brissett a pay raise. And Corey Heim won NASCAR's Brickyard 400.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to consider reducing cannabis tax rate. Multiple city council and school board seats up for election this November. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 65 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. An item on tomorrow's agenda is a reduction to the cannabis tax rate in the county, back down to 6%. The tax rate automatically increased to 8% at the start of this month, but the board has the ability to reduce or increase the cannabis tax rate as long as it remains within the 4 to 10% range. The county has voted to maintain a cannabis business tax rate at 6% since fiscal year 2023-24. Budget estimates operate on the assumption that every 1% of the tax generates about $100,000 in revenue. Also on the agenda is a request from the Clerk Recorder's Office for the board to approve the results of the 2026 June primary election in the county. The agenda item says voter turnout was more than 55%, placing San Luis Obispo County as one of the top 10 counties statewide for turnout. About 100,000 ballots were processed in total. You can attend at Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of a Highway 1 off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure begins today for the northbound Highway 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. The closure will be in place for approximately 2 weeks as crews perform emergency repair work to replace a drainage system. Travelers attempting to exit Highway 1 at 13th Street are directed to go further north and exit at Cayucas Drive. Delays of up to 5 minutes are expected. Offices open for election in San Luis Obispo County this November. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Multiple offices are up for election this coming November across San Luis Obispo County. In the city of Paso Robles, seats for District 1 and 2 for the city council, as well as mayor, are up for election. Each are four-year terms. In Atascadero, two city council four-year terms and the mayor full term of 2 years are up. In Templeton, there are two open CSD seats. For the city of Morro Bay, two city council seats and the mayor are up for election. Across the county, there are also school district seats. There are open seats for areas 1, 2, and 4 in Paso Robles, 4 at-large seats in Atascadero, 3 for Cayucas Elementary, 2 seats in Shandon, 3 in San Miguel Joint Union, and 2 in Templeton Unified. Individuals seeking school district seats must file with the county clerk recorder by August 7th. With the help of a matching donation from the Mary Ann and Stacy Cox Fund under the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County, all donations to Woods Humane Society in the month of August will be doubled, up to $25,000. The organization hopes to help fundraise as the shelter faces rising costs and continued growth in the number of homeless puppies and kittens, many of whom require specialized care to survive. Donations can be made online at woodshumane.org or in person at the Woods Humane, San Luis Obispo, or Atascadero locations. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Giants 4-3, the Twins over the Athletics 11-8, Mets beat the Dodgers 8-3, the Padres over the Marlins 5-3, Phillies beat the Yankees 11-4. Tonight, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Red Sox, the Angels will face the Astros, the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, Paramount and Warner Brothers announced they are delaying their $81 billion merger into next year as a judge continues to consider a challenge from 12 states, including California, wanting to block the deal altogether. Paramount announced on Friday that it won't close the buyout until either a court ruling is made on the state's claims or on June 1st, 2027. California has announced they have secured a federal firefighting grant fund to help suppress the Dove Fire in Tuolumne County. The fire erupted yesterday afternoon at about 2:30 p.m. near Highway 108 with a fast rate of spread. The grant will assist local, state, and tribunal agencies responding to the fire, allowing them up to 75% reimbursement of suppression costs. A 19-year-old man fatally stabbed an elderly woman in a mall last week, and new details have been released. 19-year-old Santa Cruz resident Tyler Laybelt allegedly stabbed Rachel Summers, an elderly woman from the area, to death at the Capitola Mall. Police believe the attack was random. As Liebelt told investigators, he wanted to kill someone that day. Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Geopolitical conflict has put a strain on fertilizer supply chains, not least of which being phosphate products. We do have domestic supplies of phosphate here in the U.S., but Itafos CEO David Delaney says that manufacturing process requires sulfur.
What's happened this year is the war in Iran and the closing of the Strait of Hormuz has tied up about 45% of global sulfur. And you need sulfur to acidulate phosphate rock to make fertilizer. So you've got almost half of the world's sulfur supply stuck or not running. And you have a severe shortage of sulfur, which has increased sulfur prices dramatically, highest level in recorded history. And then with the Russian-Ukraine war and drone warfare, oil refineries have been hit. So, you know, sulfur is a byproduct of refinery production. You got a lack of sulfur. So they have quit exporting sulfur. Turkey's quit exporting sulfur. Kazakhstan's quit exporting sulfur. So there's just a big squeeze.
This sulfur squeeze is a major factor in what Delaney is calling the global phosphate crisis.
You work hard raising America's beef. Now get rewarded with Superior Livestock. Consign your cattle to the Bighorn Classic Video Auction August 17th through the 21st in Sheridan, Wyoming, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your cattle to the nation's largest buyer base, and delivers true price discovery through competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117. Contact your local Superior rep or visit SuperiorLivestock.com. But don't wait. The consignment deadline is July 31st.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California table olive producers have endured a challenging decade. Once an important crop in the Golden State, particularly in Butte, Glen, San Joaquin, and Tulare counties, high picking costs, relentless foreign competition, and a shift to more promising crops have shrunk the sector. Today, more than 60% of the state's olive acreage is dedicated to olive oil production rather than canning. Research being conducted by a team of University of California researchers, including farm advisor Becky Wheeler Dykes, is aimed at improving mechanical harvest efficiency for table olives to save on labor costs. For the past 3 years, the researchers have been testing the use of a synthetic substance, which loosens fruit attachment, requiring less force from trunk shakers to remove the fruit and allowing more olives to be harvested at once. The product is not yet registered for use on olives. Wheeler Dykes said the UC team has been collecting the required data for registration and expressed hope that it'll become registered by next year. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Wednesday into the weekend and Monday next week. Mid-90s Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 100 on Friday, 102 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, 94 a week from today. Currently, it is 65 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow was up more than 600 points in early trading before pulling back, and crude oil prices moderated after the U.S. paused attacks on Iran. Crude is off recent highs. Brent crude at $90 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $84. There's a corporate shakeup. Julie Masino, the embattled CEO of Cracker Barrel, is stepping down August 10th, though she'll remain with the company in an advisory role until October. She'll be succeeded by an industry veteran, David Dino, former CEO of Bloomin' Brands, Outback's parent company. Masino was targeted by activists on social media after the chain changed its logo and remodeled restaurants because of slowing sales. The company later reversed the changes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
For all your computer needs, whether you need an upgrade, having some issues, even having trouble connecting a new printer or something along those lines, and just general questions, Knowledge Computers in Paso Robles can help you. They're located at 1740 Spring Street at Suite C, 226-5200, or simply go to knowledgecomputers.com for all your computer needs.
July is flying by, and so are the appointments at Spa Allegretto. Don't miss your chance to enjoy a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service all month long at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. The perfect summer treat. Before the month is gone, Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. July appointments are going fast. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, the time known to all as the Old West. When you're involved in a polarizing situation, as we shall see, to take a neutral position can only mean being attacked by both sides. On July 15, 1880, David Nagel arrived in Tombstone, Arizona. If he had had the ability to see the future, he would probably have continued on down the road. David had operated a mine in the past, so he thought he would earn a living in that business in Tombstone. But that wasn't the direction fate took him. He signed on as county deputy sheriff under Sheriff Behan, where he pursued stage robbers and stock rustlers. David Nagel was a man credited with being one of the fastest pistol shots in the West and an indisputable courage. And he was liked by both the Democrats and Republicans. After the OK Corral shootout and the ambush shooting of Virgil Earp, Nagel decided to run for town marshal as an independent and won. This was during a time when the conflict between the Earps and the Clantons and the Republicans and the Democrats was at its worst. But Nagel serving both as the town marshal and deputy county sheriff was liked by everyone, yet not quite trusted because he seldom took sides. When John Behan decided not to run for another term, Nagel, again as an independent, decided to run for county sheriff. But this time he was branded as a Republican friend of the Earps, which resulted in his being defeated. It also resulted in the Democrat vote being split and a Republican elected. By now, Nagel was wearing thin on everybody, so he quietly served out his term as town marshal and left Tombstone. David Nagel is a good example of how, in a polarizing situation, when you want to be everyone's friends, you sometimes end up being no one's friend. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense. Experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. because when it matters most, we're on your side.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Local News Update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Multiple offices are up for election this November in San Luis Obispo County. This includes open seats for Paso Robles, Atascadero, and the Morro Bay City Council, the Templeton CSD, and school board seats. Individuals seeking school board seats must file with the County Clerk Recorder by August 7th. With the help of a matching donation from the Marianne and Stacy Cox Fund under the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County, all donations made to Woods Humane Society in the month of August will be doubled, up to $25,000. Donations can be made online at woodshumane.org or at the San Luis Obispo or Atascadero locations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 66 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Gunfire at a food festival in Seattle leaves three dead.
Everybody's just running. Everybody's screaming chaos after that.
That man describing what happened when two men, cops believe, were shooting at each other. One led shooters under arrest. The manhunt continues for the second suspect. Fox 13, Sean's Chitness outside Harborview Medical Center.
We're told one woman went to the operating room and is in critical condition. The other three patients here are in satisfactory condition. That includes the two-year-old boy who was shot at Seattle Center. The remaining two patients are a 23-year-old man and a 39-year-old woman.
President Trump travels to Michigan today. The state's primary is next Tuesday. U.S. and Iran continue what is now a three-night pause in airstrikes, although Saudi Arabia claims it shot down drones fired by Iran-backed militias in Iraq. America's listening to Fox News.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine, upper 90s on your Monday. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s, and we'll be in the upper 90s again on Tuesday, mid-90s Wednesday, back to upper 90s on Thursday, 100 Friday, Saturday 102, upper 90s Sunday, mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 6:08 a.m., 8:12 p.m., and we are at 66. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, I won't know until later this morning if my guest for Sound Off will be able to show up. And Susanna, though, will be in the 1 o'clock hour. So, 50-50. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we get ready for Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there 24-7, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL as we are on the backstretch headed for home.
Come and ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet. Even more when you get to the junction.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's see here on the email. If these board members can't do their jobs, why do we pay them so much money? Well, okay, the compensation, it's one of the things, at least at, you know, one of the boards, you know, they were complaining about. Well, again, I say you knew what the gig was when you're going in, all right? Most of these people aren't doing it for the money. But I forget what the increase, it was quite a percent increase on that. Look, we know that you can pay, I don't care what job it is, people a lot of money. They could be either good or not good. It's that simple. The nonsense, and again, from the Board of Supervisors, you know, one of them, you know, local. Well, if we don't pay them, we're, you know, not going to get qualified. That's nuts. It just had, Chris, question.
Yes.
Okay, you know, you've seen a few movies in your lifetime, right?
A handful.
Okay. Do you ever hear about some of the movie stars and how much money they're getting paid for doing a certain movie? Or, you know, have you heard stories about that?
In the millions of dollars for some of them, yes.
Right. Okay, so why do you think it is that some people will criticize others on about how much they make when we see people in the movies or when we see rock stars, you know, charging $200 or $300 a ticket and they're making $30 or $40 million a year? Why do you think people complain about some people getting paid and others don't and others not?
I mean, it's probably some kind of bias. I really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought, you know what? I don't know of many people, and we'll use, you know, people in the so-called entertainment industry, who if somebody comes up to you and they're negotiating and they say, look, we're going to give you $30 million to do X, Y, and Z, I wonder how many stories there are where they've said, no, that's too much money, I'll only take 20. Now, there could be deals made that, look, I don't want that, but I want a percentage of the movie, which, okay, that's a little separate, but I don't know. You know, people, they, you know, like to get on, probably athletes a little bit more regarding that. Well, this guy's making $25 million. That's just a bunch of, look, is there anybody in their right mind going to turn that down? Somebody is offering them the money. They're not putting a gun to the heads of these people. And they could say, well, I'm not going to sign with your team. Okay, but that's still a decision that the owners would make. All right, we're not going to pay this guy X amount. But if he takes it, why do we rip him? Now, it does have an effect because you're paying his salary. Because your ticket prices are now whatever they are at certain stadiums. You know, all stadiums aren't the same. So when you go there and support this and then complain, well, you're part of the problem, I guess. I just wonder in all aspects of entertainment, whether it's concerts or sporting events, at what point are people going to say, look, I simply can't afford this. I'll even throw in Disneyland. Now, Disneyland is most, well, I'm just speaking because I have nothing to base this on. Disneyland is probably, what, a one- or two-time experience in a family's life? So, for that one or two times, obviously, because it's been around since 1955, people are biting the bullet. And when it comes to sporting events, which, you know, football, baseball, basketball, et cetera, it's become quite an ordeal. So, I mean, these stadiums are being well attended. So apparently there's enough of the population out there that's willing to support it. And again, I don't know how many families go to two or three baseball games anymore. Maybe depend. Well, I guess when we think about where we live, it's, you know, it's a pain in the neck to drive 3 or 4 hours north or south to go to a ball game. So that's either a day or you're going to spend the night, you know, depending. But that's, you know, you're talking a few hundred bucks. So how long, when we see salaries continue to go up in these events and going to concerts where, you know, you're spending $150 for an hour and a half, 2 hour show? I don't know how long it's going to last, but apparently Americans are willing to shovel out the money, just like we talked a couple of weeks ago about with the Netflix, and people are willing to buy the NFL package or whatever it's called to watch the games. And they have no intention of turning over and say, well, these people, it's too bad. That's a lot of money. It's like $400 or $500. But they're doing it because either people want it and they know that people are going to spend the money even though they complain about it. Now, there is a faction of the population that just will not attend anymore, which, okay. But the ball teams, the concerts, the Netflixes of the world and so forth, they're not concerned about you because you're in the minority, just like I am with Netflix. I will never pay for Netflix. It's bad enough I pay for DirecTV. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. So why do we pay them so much money? Well, because if we don't, the board members are going to continue to cry. And, you know, that's what they do. And I say let them cry. Let them cry, let them resign. That way it's on them. We don't have to keep giving what these babies want. All right, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I mean, when you rattle off several things, is a lot of people probably don't understand some of the dynamics. For example, athlete salaries, you know, they talk about the contract they sign, but it's not like they get, you know, $100 million in cash, here you go, have a good time. I mean, it stretches out off of years, there's deferments, there's injury clauses, there's agents, there's, you know, a bunch of money that is involved in those, you know, actual, you know, amounts. And so, of course, the media says, oh, they signed a deal for $100 million, you know, but it's not, again, as people just think that they got a big old payout, but it's not quite how that works. Now, that's not to say it's not obscene, but I just kind of wanted to point, that just came to mind what you were talking about. And the same with concerts. Just think about all the people it takes to make a concert happen. And if you ever watch a video of, you know, they load up the trucks, they load up the rigging, they load up the sound stuff, they, you know, they go to another venue, they set it all up. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in concerts, so, and all they all, you know, get paid. So it's again, it doesn't just go to, you know, one guy or one band. I mean, it's a big operation.
No, you're right about that, and let's not forget that, particularly with athletes, and I don't know if it is with you know, these people that are on tour singing, if they get taxed in each state they go to, because professional athletes do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure the states, man, they're the, you know, taxing authorities. They probably, you know, have dozens of people trying to figure out ways to get more money out of people. I mean, that's one of the problems with our society, and, you know, we've covered this many times before about how, you know, the government gets involved and stuff like that. But again, it's economic activity. You know, I mean, there's the thing about the Taylor Swift tour and how much money, or the World Cup, how much, you know, economic activity it generates when they had a game and people coming in from out of the, you know, the country and dropping their money here. So,
well, that was, you know, I brought that up last week because legislators on both sides of the fence, Republican, Democrat, they were bemoaning the fact that Spain, the cut that they're going to get, it's going to be taxed U.S. 30%. Okay, well, you know what? In their country, in other countries, that would be taxed as high as 45% to 50%. And if the tax rate is so high under these circumstances, who are the people that put it in place?
Right.
They're grandstanding. And the other thing is, the Spain and the team, and you know, I don't know what you would call them, representing them on this. They knew what the tax rate was before they agreed.
Right, right. And again, I mean, some of it is it hasn't been completely demolished. I mean, there's still love of the sport and love of the competition and love of the game. And there was an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about how, you know, he kind of went as an observer. He was not a big soccer fan, but he just saw how, you know, passionate people get about, you know, their country playing or what have you. And even though there's all this money and there's, you know, probably corruption here and there, it's still, again, it's just like, you know, why do people pay a lot of money to go to a concert? I mean, they want the experience, and if they can afford it or they can squeeze for it, they'll do it. And some of it is because it's emotional and it's passion and you know, it's a lot of fun and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it would be great. And again, and then, you know, what determines, because obviously if there's 50,000 seats and they're full, if they charge less, then, you know, more people might be able to go, but then, you know, there's only 50,000 seats. So it's a weird balancing thing that I'm sure, you know, there's intelligent people trying to figure out what they can charge and fill the venue. So
have you and sometimes this has to do with aging out as well. But considering what it costs to go to the, you know, what we mentioned, sporting events, the concerts and so forth, even Disneyland, do you look at that, or would you have looked at it a little bit more now and say, you know what, I can't afford to do this as much as I'd like to?
And this was an interesting thing because I was at a let's just call it a tourist destination, and, you know, they do all those pictures. Oh, we'll take your picture, and then you could have the option to, you know, buy it at the end. And, you know, it was like $50 for the image and the thing, and, you know, the guys, you know, was like, well, you know, maybe if you charge less, you would sell more. And, you know, that, and so it's one of those things where price, it's figuring out the market, so to speak. But if Disneyland is full, or you know, again, the sports venue is full, even at obscene prices, then, you know, they're maximizing their profits, and that's kind of the American way.
I wonder, you know, at what point is it too expensive? We'll get to, I mean...
Well, it's when people stop going.
Well, but what's going to... Well, okay, people complain about, oh man, I got to pay $500 for the NFL Network, Netflix. You don't have to pay it, but you're saying, you know, well, I have to pay, and they go ahead and pay it anyway. And yeah. I'm just guessing many of these people, that's probably not a, they probably have some other things they could probably spend their money on that are, shall we say, much more needed. But it's because we want that package, because we want to stay in our houses on Sunday and watch NFL games, I'll blow the $500 instead of maybe investing that in an account for my kid or something like that.
Yeah, and that is definitely a problem. And it's just even when they talk about the impact of gas prices. Because, again, money, there's, right, people, most people, I mean, let's not talk about the government, but most people have only so much income, and then once they choose where to spend it, they can't spend it somewhere else. And, you know, and that's why they're saying about the gas prices, where it's like, okay, well, if more of your money is going to fill up your tank so you can go to your job, guess what? You have less money to do something else. And so it's you know, but that's part supposed to be our free market where people make those decisions, and then theoretically they'll live with those decisions. But nowadays, right, everyone's a victim, and people, you know, that guy's got a lot of money because he did something that a lot of people want to pay for, and yet somehow he's supposed to spread it around even though a lot of people paid him to do that, you know. So it's, I mean, people don't think, let's face it.
Well, that is that's very comforting to know that. But these same people are also experts, but they're the same ones that also complain about it.
When people complain about everything.
So. Well, it's in our nature. You know, when we have disagreements and so forth. You know, I was seeing something, or I read something the other day, is that, you know, people aren't happy about, I forget what poll it was. And, you know, they said that, well, you know, maybe the Democrats need to take over and run the economy. And I thought, 10 of the largest cities in this country are run by Democrats, and they're in the hole. Why would you want the Democrats to run this? I mean, look at California.
Yeah. It's crazy, I know. And yet somehow people still vote for it, and they still do what they do, and then they complain, and they wonder why, you know, I don't know. As you get older and you look at the world, you really do wonder why it's not slightly different, but it is the way it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, always thanks. Appreciate the call.
You have a good day. Bye.
All right. 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you know, kind of going along with that same thinking you guys are talking about. You know, if the more and more things that you give away to people, then that frees them up to spend their money on other things, and those other things may or may not be things that are really worthwhile things. I mean, for example, you know, the more and more free medical care you give away, people have free money. That money should be used, of course, like you say, for investing for their kids or for, you know, buying a house or whatever else it may be. But instead they may, and oftentimes do, decide to use that, you know, to go to a game or go to whatever. And I'm always amazed looking at NFL games and baseball games and see the stadiums are packed. And I don't know about you, but last time I tried to go to a baseball game and buy a ticket, at least for the Dodgers, I ended up being, you know, in a reasonable seat, you know, ended up being, you know, easily $200 a seat, you know, I'm always amazed at how full these stadiums are. The more free things that you give away to people, you know, that's, you know, that should be spent, you know, in a more responsible way is not necessarily spent responsibly. And unfortunately, that's just kind of the way the world is at this point in time.
Well, and one of the problems I see with that is because in some instances, this so-called free stuff that these people get from you and I is that there's no accountability as far as questions or forms to fill out. You don't have to justify, you know, what your so-called need is. And I just think it's and I don't know how you would go about. Well, certainly you could do it with forms, because there used to be forms if you wanted, you know, again, I always like to use the menus at school that you used to have to fill out a form and, you know, basically justify why your kid's going to get a free breakfast or lunch, whatever the heck it is. Now you don't have to do that anymore. And I think we need to go back to that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes round and round, and of course, you know, because our economy kind of runs on people purchasing and buying and consuming, it's kind of where the rub is. And, you know, you keep hearing people talking about, you know, free enterprise capitalism and you know, socialism and this and that, and the fact is that we are a capitalist economy, but we have a lot of socialist components to our capitalist society, just as many, or at least some, socialist societies, economies have a certain degree of capitalist aspects to them. Not as much in the way that we have socialist components to ours, but it's a weird and kind of dog chasing its tail type situation when you really get right down to it.
Well, when I see that the overall government totals, this is federal and everybody included, that there are over 2,200 social programs in this country, I would say that we're pretty socialist.
Well, we are, to a certain extent, it actually is a good thing to one point. I mean, for instance, you look at these major huge corporations that have trillions of dollars, and how they can monopolize and just crush the consumer and everyone else if they want to, and we need a certain socialist control on those companies to prevent them from doing that. That's really kind of a more of a socialist, aspect than a capitalist aspect. But, the flip side, as we all know, and we know too well, you have a socialist system and you end up people saying, hey, well, I can get this for nothing, or I can get this for $10. Why should I go work my butt off? So you try to take the good components from both systems, and to a better degree, I think we certainly have that compared to any kind of a socialist system. But the flip side is that you also see it biting us back. But it all ends up to individual responsibility, and that's where the rub is, I believe.
Well, I don't think Americans do a good enough job of, in several categories. I was talking about it earlier this morning, of not standing and facing the people that you elected to put in office, that we allow them to get away with too much. Just like we all complain about the companies that takes, 10 minutes to get through a phone call and so forth. There's other options, and we end up liking it and taking it, but we don't do anything about it where you have the power to do so. Quit the company. Don't, use the product for 6 months. If enough people joined in on that, these companies would be forced to listen to the people more, just like our elected officials.
Yeah, that's true.
Why don't we use the power that we have?
Well, again, doesn't that come down to individual responsibility? Holding people to their, to whatever it is that they said that they would do, and these people, people figure out ways to kind of slip around that. So it's obviously it's a very difficult, complex issue to deal with. I think we deal with it the best of any country that has ever existed, but it's got a lot of weak spots to it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right about that.
Yep. So,
all right.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Right.
See you, bye.
All right, there's a story about Fauci and his lies that is making the rounds today. Just so happens was on this day in 1377. The first quarantine legislation was in the Adriatic someplace, anyway.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of Highway 1 at an off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure begins today and will run for 2 weeks at the northbound Highway 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. Multiple offices are up for election this November in San Luis Obispo County. This includes open seats for the Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Morro Bay City Council, Templeton CSD, and school board seats. Individuals seeking the school board seats must file with the county clerk recorder by August 7th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 1. I have no idea yet. I won't find out till later this morning. So Susanna will be here in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Make sure the animals are taken care of. Everybody's hydrated. Upper 90s, remember that. And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.